I'm Brady Safranik, and joining me this morning, Katie Giles with the TA Ranch. Good morning, Katie.
Morning.
We appreciate you taking the time here and trudging through the snow to get here this morning.
Yeah, finally we got snow, right?
Yeah, finally. Yeah, snow's nice, except when you're actually out there shoveling it.
Oh, yeah,
for sure. Then you're like, yeah, okay. So the TA Ranch has something called the Fire and Ice Festival coming up on Saturday, January the 20th. First, tell me a little bit about what the Fire and Ice Festival is and kind of what brought it on.
Yeah, so the Fire and Ice Festival is a Nordic cultural event, and it combines both Nordic games with kind of an entertainment value. So we have ice carving, fire performers, Nordic storytelling, music, and we're going to light a big Viking ship on fire. And the reason why we started this is because our family has, we have a Nordic heritage.
Okay.
So we have a huge Viking heritage. Yeah, and the whole reason, and if you guys have ever watched 1883, we're actually the pioneers that came from Denmark and Norway.
Wow.
And then we're like, what is this, Wyoming? Yeah, and then settled here.
Well, that's amazing. And so tickets are $15 a person. It goes all day, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. And hopefully it's a little warmer than it is right now.
Yeah, right.
Or it's going to be this weekend. But let's talk about each one of these things that's going on and tell me a little bit about it. So the first thing listed here is Nordic games. What are the Nordic games?
Yeah, so basically in the Viking heritage, the community would come together and all of these tribes would come together and they would perform kind of these physical fitness games. And so we kind of wanted to emulate that in a way that people are familiar with. So there's an event called Fólkstykkur, which is primarily done in Iceland, but it's rock lifting. So the Nordic games combines a multitude of different things. Rock lifting, we've got a deadlift, a farmer's carry, and then we have a caber toss.
Sort of a strongman contest almost.
Yeah, but we want everybody to know this is not just for strong men. It's for women.
If you got like pebbles, I could get in there, but big rocks, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, trust me. I'll be lifting the pool noodles. That's me. Yeah.
But the next thing on the list then after Nordic Games is archery. So what are you going to be doing with archery?
Yeah, so kind of the idea is we want everybody to understand there's this idea of the ultimate Viking, but you can also compete in individual events. So for an ultimate Viking or for a tribal award, everybody needs to compete in everything.
Okay.
Okay. So, and every different event has a different point system, right? So for the archery, it's about accuracy, and that's what we're kind of want to do with that.
Now with that, do you have to use like the long bows rather than the compound?
No, these are, so Grouse Mountain Archery is putting it together. So if you guys want to bring your own bows,
okay,
bring your own bows, but they've got, compound bows for people who want,
okay,
who want to try.
I didn't know if it was just, doing it like Vikings times, if you had to use like old school bows too.
Well, turns out there are people out here who make their own longbows.
I know, I've tried to shoot one, it's not easy.
It's
if you're
not
used
easy.
To the compound bow, the longbow's not easy.
Yeah, but you know what's kind of crazy is we're actually going to light our Viking ship on fire with flaming arrows.
I heard this. Tell me more about, this sounds like, I'm guessing this is kind of the main event, end of the night kind of thing? Or
yeah,
no?
Yeah, it's the end of the, so basically we have, fire performers. Okay, so after the Nordic storytelling, after the costume competition, after the beard competition, after our horn calling contest.
We kind of jumped forward there, didn't we?
I know, yeah. We've got, basically we want to kind of celebrate the evening. We want to send, I don't know about everybody else, but 2023 was like not a good year for us. And we kind of just want to like clear it and burn it away and send it off to Valhalla. So, yeah, we have guys who are going to light these arrows on fire. We're going to send it off and we're going to burn the ship. And the ship is about 16 feet long.
Okay.
Almost. Yeah. And so we're pretty excited.
Yeah, that's awesome. So is that the ship burning that's on the list then?
Yeah, the ship burning.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's a few other things here. The polar plunge, where are you doing the polar plunge?
So, MTR was so kind to kind of like donate, some stock tanks.
Okay.
And so we have to remember this is Wyoming. So we still are, kind of cowboying a lot of stuff, right? And the idea with the stock tanks though, is that we can fit several people in a stock tank. But the modification on this is I actually have like little tiny, steam saunas for people. So Yeah, if you guys get too cold, I've got like little tent heaters, and everybody should be.
So once you jump in the water, you can get out and go in the sauna and not die.
And not die. Hopefully. Well, fingers crossed, right? Yeah.
And then ice carving. Is someone going to be out there with like a chainsaw doing the ice carving? How did they do that?
Yeah, so it's kind of wild. Like when I first started the event, I didn't realize. I had an idea that maybe this could happen, and then I didn't realize that there's all these people here in the woodworks that kind of like came out and like do these things. So in Gillette, there's these like tattoo artists that ice carve on the side.
Okay.
They're wild, and they've done a competition before, and yeah, so they're going to be doing an ice carving competition.
Well, that's kind of cool. I'd never thought tattoo artist, ice carver, but it's all art.
It's all art. It's so, really, yeah, it's really cool.
That is cool. So the ice carving, is that stuff that's going to be like going on all day or?
Yeah, so kind of as the Nordic competition is going, we're going to start the ice carving halfway through so that people can kind of jump back and forth.
Okay.
And the thing to mention too about the Nordic Games is that there's this ability to join as a tribe. But if you don't have a tribe, and a tribe is five people, if you don't, you can join as an individual. And if you guys don't know anybody, you can meet people there and become a mercenary group to beat out a tribe. And we're going to have a tug of war competition at the end to kind of like beat the tribes and the mercenaries out.
Okay.
And so we want, really what we want for our community is for you guys to meet people, get to know each other, you know.
And have something fun to do in the winter.
Oh my gosh, January is so boring. I'm so excited. I looked at the weather and I was like, every third week of January has been nice.
Okay.
And then
that's
everybody's
what you
like,
went with? That's how you picked the date?
Well, listen, I had it in my mind. And then I was like, I literally looked at the weather historically for the past 5 years.
Yeah.
And every third weekend of January has been between 30 degrees and 10 degrees.
Okay.
Low of 10.
Okay.
And high of like 35.
That's better than what we're going to see this weekend.
If you
pick this weekend, you'd have had a hard time getting people out there.
But this is what I was saying, third week of January.
You might have picked the right one. So we've done ice carving. We talked about the ship burning. Mead Hall. What is Mead Hall?
So Big Lost Meadery is from Gillette, Wyoming, and they make mead. And it's wild. They actually tour around the United States going to like different Nordic expos. And so they're going to have beer, hot mead, cold mead, everything that you could possibly want is going to be there. So mixed drinks, we're going to have hot cocoa, coffee, you know, water, you know, pops and stuff like that.
Okay. And smorgasbord.
Yeah, and so the important thing is food and drinks are not included in the ticketing. So
they're only $15.
Yeah, so. Right. And the other important thing to mention is if you're participating or you're an observer, it's $15 across the board. 12 and under are free.
Okay.
And also there are things for 12 and under to do. So there's actually little events for 12 and under so that they can participate alongside.
Got to keep
parents.
The kids busy or they get bored quick.
Exactly. And we'll also have How to Train Your Dragon. And that's our fail safe. We're like, okay, if there's
they'll
nothing.
They'll watch this.
Yeah, they'll watch this.
So where are you playing that at, on a TV or do you have like a big screen outside?
Yeah, so we have a big kind of like outdoor movie setup, projection setup, and we're going to have that in our big barn.
Okay.
So we're kind of, so we have this big outdoor pavilion. We're enclosing it this year, but in the interim, in the winter period, we have it kind of tented off and it's going to be heated. So this thing is going to be hot and we can fit about like 400 people in this thing. It's huge. Yeah, so you guys will be able to get warm in the cookhouse or in the big barn. And to go back to the smorgasbord, so kind of like one of the big hallmarks of these festivals is having like almost a meat fest.
Okay.
You know, and it's just a selection of huge meats. And so basically we're going to do this a la carte. So you guys can come, and if you guys want to spend the money for a turkey leg, you can spend the money for a turkey leg or ribs or as much as you want, or you can get like a chicken breast and potatoes.
You've just talked me into going to this thing.
This thing, can you imagine like everybody going around with giant turkey legs? I'm so excited.
It'd be like the Flintstones, you know, when they're eating the big, there's probably dinosaur legs, but like big turkey leg.
Yeah.
And so that's smorgasbord, and then storytelling. Who's doing the storytelling?
So this is kind of wild, too. So there's a group of people in Gillette. They're actually teachers, like high school music band teachers. And okay. some of them are not. But they actually started a Nordic band. So they do, they love the Nordic culture. They love all the stuff. So they've done Nordic storytelling and they've done music and they're called the Pillage People. Okay. And so they're going to be doing it and they're going to be doing music. So right after we do the ship burning, they're going to be doing like this crazy, outrageous music, you know, extravaganza.
All right.
Yeah. I want everybody like headbanging to some drums.
Well, this sounds like an awesome event. It sounds like you guys have put a lot of time and thought into this event. There's so many different things happening here. It sounds like something that that hopefully a lot of people head out there and check out.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, yeah, in my wildest dreams, I couldn't imagine that it would come together. And I think it's just icing on the cake that it's happening. So yeah. If everybody wants to come out and have a really good time, because I will, and you'll be seeing me. And I want to encourage people to like dress up, you know, and if you don't want to dress up, you're totally fine. Like, I want everybody to feel comfortable as they are. But if you want to go all out, and you want to wear,
Viking.
And if you want to wear your bearskins,
well, at least it's the weather for it.
Yeah, right. I know.
So this is all happening January 20th. That's a week from Saturday.
Yes,
already. That's coming up pretty quick.
Yeah, and the last thing I kind of want to say is it really helps if people buy tickets in advance. I know I think people are waiting for weather.
Yeah.
But you can trust me, third week of January is always nice.
It's going to be a high of 30. We already heard that.
High of 30. Who doesn't want to get naked? You know? So buy tickets in advance. Ticketing does go up if you buy day of. So
okay.
It's like $5.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So 15 now to be like 20
yes,
at the gate.
20 at the gate, yeah.
Okay. So yeah, get your tickets early. It always helps, you know, some people don't realize how much work goes into putting on something like this, especially an all-day event. It's nice to have a little bit of a head count ahead of time, because I know right now you're probably like me when we put on an event. Leading up to it, I'm just like, is anybody going to show up? Is this thing? You know, all these things just keep going through your head, and then it usually turns out just fine,
yeah.
And you have a good turnout, and everything goes well.
Yeah.
But the lead up to it for the people putting it together is stressful.
I know, and I'm like, and trust me, everybody, my family, they're like, make her stop listening to Taylor Swift, please. Like, that's what happens. I'm like, it's just nonstop repeat. They're like, make it end.
So the Fire and Ice Festival at the TA Ranch, Saturday, January 20th, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. One thing you mentioned was your pavilion out there that you guys are going to be enclosing here for this year. And I know a little bit about that pavilion because I got married in it here over last June. And I just want to give you guys a plug that if anybody wants an awesome venue to do weddings, I'm assuming you still do weddings.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we do weddings.
It's beautiful out there. It was awesome. I mean, we had, I think, every room on your property. We had that. We had the food. We had the venue. And it's affordable, and people should check it out because there's few spots that beautiful with that type of history right around here.
Yeah, that is so sweet. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, absolutely. So if people want to get a hold of you for things like that, how can they do that?
Yeah, so we are findable on the internet. Absolutely. Like TA Ranch, www.taranch.com. Call us anytime. Leave us a message on any social media platform. Like, we're plugged in. So,
and you've got the cookhouse. When are you guys open? Are you open through the winter? Or?
Yeah. Well, this was so big for us. We shut down. So we open up Easter.
Gotcha.
And then we'll be open Easter and then on. So, yeah, okay. Come out Easter.
Yeah, I would imagine in the winter it would slow down a little bit, being, you know, 15, 20 miles out of town.
And it's the weather. I mean, it's just like, it's Wyoming. Everybody has to kind of hibernate a little bit.
Well, and as you noticed this morning, even if we get, you know, 4 inches of snow, if the wind's blowing, it drifts.
I know. That was my big thing this morning, too. I was like, dry, dry, and then 10-foot drift. And I was like,
what am I going to do now?
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. We're talking with Katie Giles at the TA Ranch. Make sure and check out the Fire and Ice Festival Saturday, January 20th, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. All kinds of fun stuff. Nordic games, archery, polar plunge, ice carving, ship burning, mead hall, smorgasbord, storytelling.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
I know. And I just like to say thank you to Buffalo Athletic Club and Bighorn Fit for helping sponsor our events and Grouse Mountain Archery.
Good. Awesome. All right, once again, Katie, thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And everybody keep those radio dials right here, Bighorn Mountain Radio Network.